the ones that are right for you and for the speaking opportunity you're facing. Your only real job in giving a talk is to have something valuable to say, and to say it authentically in your own unique way. You may find it more natural than you think. Public speaking is an ancient art, wired deeply into our minds. Archaeological discoveries dating back hundreds of thousands of years have found community meeting sites where our ancestors gathered around fire. In every culture on Earth, as language developed, people learned to share their stories, hopes, and dreams. Imagine a typical scene. It's after nightfall. The campfire is ablaze. The logs crackle and spit under a starry sky. An elder rises, and all eyes turn and lock onto the wise, wrinkled face illuminated by the flickering light. The story begins, and as the storyteller speaks, each listener imagines the events that are being described. That imagination brings with it the same emotion shared by the characters in the story. This is a profoundly powerful process. It is the literal alignment of multiple minds into a shared consciousness. For a period of time, the campfire participants act as if they were a single life form. They may rise together, dance together, chant together. From this shared backdrop, it is a short step to the desire to act together, to decide to embark together on a journey, a battle, a building, a celebration. The same is true today. As a leader or as an advocate, public speaking is the key to unlocking empathy, stirring excitement, sharing knowledge and insights, and promoting a shared dream. Indeed, the spoken word has actually gained new powers. Our campfire is now the whole world. Thanks to the internet, a single talk in a single theater could end up being seen by millions of people. Just as the printing press massively amplified the power of authors, so the web is massively amplifying the impact of speakers. It is allowing anyone, anywhere, with online access, and within a decade or so, we can expect almost every village on Earth to be connected, to summon the world's greatest teachers to their homes and learn from them directly. Suddenly, an ancient art has global reach. This revolution has sparked a renaissance in public speaking. Many of us have suffered years of long, boring lectures at university, interminable sermons at church, or roll-your-eyes predictable political stump speeches. It doesn't have to be that way. Done right, a talk can electrify a room and transform an audience's worldview. Done right, a talk is more powerful than anything in written form. Writing gives us the words. Speaking brings with it a whole new toolbox. When we peer into a speaker's eyes, listen to the tone of her voice, sense her vulnerability, her intelligence, her passion, we are tapping into unconscious skills that have been fine-tuned over hundreds of thousands of years, skills that can galvanize, empower, inspire. What is more, we can enhance these skills in ways the ancients could never have imagined. The ability to show, right there in beautiful high resolution, any image that a human can photograph or imagine. The ability to weave in video and music. The ability to draw on research tools that present the entire body of human knowledge to anyone in reach of a smartphone. The good news is, these skills are teachable. They absolutely are. And that means that there is a new superpower that anyone, young or old, can benefit from. It's called presentation literacy. We live in an era where the best way to make a dent on the world may no longer be to write a letter to the editor or publish a book. It may be simply to stand up and say something, because both the words and the passion with which they are delivered can now spread across the world at warp speed. In the 21st century, presentation literacy should be taught in every school. Indeed, before the era of books, it was considered an absolutely core part of education, albeit under an old-fashioned name, rhetoric. Today, in the connected era, we should resurrect that noble art and make it education's fourth R: reading, writing, arithmetic, and rhetoric. The word's core meaning is simply the art of speaking effectively. Fundamentally, that's the purpose of this book, to recast rhetoric for the modern.